John Fetterman, the Democratic nominee for lieutenant governor, visited State College on Tuesday. He attended two private events, a meeting with the Latino community, and a fundraising dinner for the Center County Democrats. He and his wife, Giselle Fetterman, stopped by our studios to speak with WPSU's Christine Allen.
John Fetterman is currently the mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania. He was born and raised in the state and holds a master's degree in public policy from Harvard. The first time he was elected mayor, back in 2005, he won by a slim margin.
And I won by one vote. I won my first election by one single vote. So that's a story that I relate often where it's like, look, I don't care if you vote for me. I hope you vote for me, but just vote.
Why do you want to be the lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania?
Well, in my opinion, it's been an office that has been really underutilized and undervalued. And we really want to make the office about advocacy, as a platform for advocacy and a platform for getting out in front of important issues as well.
One issue that hits Fetterman close to home is immigration. His wife, Giselle Fetterman, is a former Dreamer. She and her brother were raised in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, by a single mother. Their mother brought them to the United States to escape from ongoing crime.
One day, she was just tired of the violence and tired of being robbed. And she said her aha moment was a conversation with my aunt, where my aunt shared that that year she had only been robbed 7 times. But she spoke about it as if it were normal, and she said that she never wanted to see her children speaking about being robbed 7 times as normal. So with all the courage in the world and no English and no resources, we took off on an adventure. We moved to New York, and my mom, who in Brazil had a PhD and a career, is now a cleaning lady. And that was the beginning of almost 11 years of undocumented living in this country.
John Fetterman says respect for immigrants makes him proud to be a Democrat.
We've always run on immigration. It's always been a very important part of our platform as a campaign. And it's been informed by my wife's experiences and her family's. And this idea that we're actively separating children from their mothers or their family is beyond anything I think anyone would have anticipated that this administration was capable of doing in this area. If there's something good can come from this, it's the fact that people of all persuasions and all are just pushing back and saying, this is not who we are as a country.
Also, having a former Dreamer as a second lady, I think, can send a really powerful message immigration-wise.
Yeah, and if somebody wants to denigrate immigrants, they have to come through me. And that's what's so profoundly upsetting to me is that we all have to acknowledge that we all came from somewhere. And why on earth would we want to go out of our way to make our country inhospitable to the same forces and the same desire to contribute and make a better life for yourself that appealed to our own family members generations ago? It's baffling and profoundly un-American.
Gun control, gun safety, protecting children in school has been a huge issue lately. I know you're a gun owner. How do you feel about laws?
Well, I think that if you got a 30-30 and you go deer hunting, or you have a weapon at home for protection, or you like to target shoot for practice or to relax, or there's many Pennsylvanians that embrace that kind of life. But I fundamentally believe you don't need military grade weapons to do any of those things. They shouldn't be an option for people. That's my belief.
Mayor Fetterman ran for Senate in 2016, but didn't get the Democratic nomination. As he runs for lieutenant governor now, he won't say whether he'll try another Senate run in 2022.
My position is to be that loyal partner that has his back so he can do what he needs to do to make sure he wins re-election, because so much is at stake. And Scott Wagner is, I believe, fundamentally unfit for the office based on his strict allegiance to all things Trump. And we are committed to doing whatever it is we can do to make sure Governor Wolf wins another term.
You're famous for always wearing a black casual shirt and jeans, or charcoal gray, I guess. Mm-hmm. And now there's a hilarious video out of Governor Wolf taking you shopping for a tie. Do you have a new wardrobe for?
I don't have a new wardrobe yet, but I will have to concede that my understanding is there is a dress code if I'm presiding over the Senate. Governor and I had a lot of fun shooting that video. He's just such a funny, warm, down-to-earth guy, and he so deserves another term as governor, just for all the things that he has done and all the things that he has protected, and I'm proud to be his running mate.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it's great. Thank you for having us.
I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.